Welcome to Podsmack. I am Dan Balboni. I'm here with Joe Jones.
Hello, everybody.
And we like to say Joe Jones.
Joe Jones.
Because that's how Joe used to end our...
Oh, yeah.
At the end of our rugby practices, and we get together in a circle, and we do our... Well, what do we used to say? Springfield or whatever?
Yeah.
Joe would be like, Joe Jones at the end.
I forgot about that.
So, I don't know. In this episode, we're going to talk about, I guess, obviously probably Super Bowl and a few other things. But first, I guess I want to announce my special contest I'm putting into place. Winner will get some movie passes. And I guess I should probably tell you how you can win. You go to our Podsmack Facebook page, you like it, and you get entered into a contest where we will draw and a name, and they will win the tickets. So that's how it works. I have an idea how we're going to settle this if I get my way. I'm going to pit Joe against one other person in a battle, and Joe will draw one name, and his opponent to be named will draw another, and winner, whoever wins their person gets the passes.
Oh, all right.
So I'm coming up with a few things. The thing is, I got to get a competitor for you, but I have a few trials and challenges in mind, so we'll see how that works.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay. That could be a potential competitor for you, Joe.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
If I can't get... The problem with, we'll call her Miss X.
Miss X.
Is that she doesn't want to be on... She doesn't want her voice on, so that'll be a little difficult, but... I can work around it. You want to do some recent headlines, Joe, or you want to go straight into Super Bowl talk? I got some headlines for you.
All right, what do we got for headlines?
Well,
whoa, did I just see something with the Muppets?
Well, you could, unfortunately, I only printed this out. I should have just kept it on my tablet, but we'll get to this in a minute. But first, do we want to talk about Justin Bieber at all?
Justin Bieber, you know, menace to society, needs to be deported.
Well, you know. Well, now you got the egging incident.
Yep.
You got the drunk driving drag racing incident. And did you hear about
limo,
the latest?
The limo one, yeah. So now the music wasn't loud enough. It's like, really?
Now he's wanted in two countries. It's sad, too, because now you got Miley Cyrus giving him advice. And honestly, I have to agree with her when she says, well, at least I've never been arrested.
You know?
Nothing I have done is against the law, which is true. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
She may be annoying, but... Which brings me to something else. I just got to throw this out to you, Joe. Did you watch the Grammys at all?
Yes, I did.
How did you feel about the Grammys?
I thought some of the performances were kind of weak, but... there was my favorite performance was Imagine Dragons and Kendrick Lamar. Because I like a lot of energy when I'm watching something like that.
I like the Metallica one.
Oh, I like that too, yeah. I like that too, but Imagine Dragons is my favorite one.
You can say my highlight of the night, as far as I know, because I did the last, I think, half hour, so I skipped, but Taylor Swift getting shut out.
Oh!
Nothing made me happier than to see her get shut out. Which kind of brings me to my question. And people just tell me I'm a hater. And fine, I'm a hater. I find Taylor Swift annoying as all hell.
Man, that's just like my daughter.
I don't know what it is.
You guys would agree when it comes to Taylor Swift.
I don't know what it is about her. I see her and I just find her very disingenuous with all her actions. And so I was going to throw it to you. Who's more annoying, Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus?
I'd have to go with Miley Cyrus, to me.
Who would you rather hang out with for a night on the town, Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus?
Man, that's tough. I don't know, maybe I'd actually hang out more with Miley Cyrus. Just because, you know, she seems like she would have more in common with me. But,
I just want to stop right now. I don't know what you have in common with her, but...
Just because she seems like she likes to party and, you know...
Yeah.
Taylor Swift tries to be, like, squeaky clean, even though she probably isn't.
I don't know. I mean, she got some issues, though. All right, I don't want to spend too much time on the Grammys because I really hate award shows, but.
But you watched it, right?
Well, I had no choice. Yeah. The boss wanted to watch it, so the boss gets to watch
it. Miss X wanted to watch it.
No, but I do have a couple. And this I just noticed online. This cracks me up. I'll just show you this picture, Joe. But apparently, this was in Texas. A sketch artist had to put a wanted sketch together. I guess someone robbed somebody. This was in daylight.
Yep.
And they got the composite sketch that was drawn, and then the person they arrested.
Yeah.
Now, looking at that sketch, though, I do know who that looks like. That actually, there's someone it resembles to me. Who does that resemble? Think, and if you don't get it right off the bat, I'm going to tell you the name, and you'll see it right away. They don't actually talk about it in the article about how that looks. They go on about, you know, how they actually got somebody or whatever. I don't know. But I don't think that drawing looks like that guy.
No, it definitely does not look like the guy. Maybe the hair?
But, should I throw out a name for you?
Yeah, throw the name out there.
And you got to imagine a younger version of him, because now he's just completely blown up. But, Lawrence Fishburne. Do you see it?
Yeah, you can see it a little bit, yep.
Think of Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
The hairline, the eyes. The Man. Fact he doesn't smile at all.
Yep.
So, but yeah, no, I just looked at it. I was like, how the hell could you find the person based on that picture? And I look, I'm like, that looks, he might have a chance to beat it because he's going to look like, it don't look like anybody.
Yep.
So, all right. And then, getting to stupid criminals or people who commit crimes and are just too dumb to stay out of jail. This happened over in England. Sorry.
I don't say Illegan.
Illegan. 20-year-old girl. This is what she posted on Twitter. Definitely knocked a cyclist off his bike earlier. I have right away, and he doesn't even pay road taxes. She tweeted that.
Oh, she's going down.
That
idiot.
Thing was she was retweeted, and then she tried to delete her Twitter account, but at that point,
oh, it's too late.
I mean. I don't get it, and that's not even the only one. That's not even the worst one. They went on to talk about other idiots that this was a Facebook post. Oregon teenager posted on Facebook earlier in the year. Driving drunk, classic, and with a little emoticon for wink.
Yep.
But to whoever's vehicle I hit, I'm sorry. And then he puts the emoticon for sticking his tongue out. Yes. I'm glad our...
People are idiots now.
God, you do something wrong. I mean, not condoning anything, but come on now.
Yeah.
But as I told you earlier, Joe, I got a lot of hate today.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you did say that.
And
I could feel it
before we got on. And I'm going to tell you why, because there's one person that I don't even know why I bother reading anything that the article that references one person, because I know if given a chance and she was on fire, I wouldn't even... piss on her. Unless I could piss gasoline.
Yeah.
No, this is, you're familiar with Ann Coulter?
Is that the Fox News person?
I think she does some stuff Fox News, but she's a very Republican, conservative, right wing.
Yep.
She wrote an article, and it's not something that I guess already know, and for those who don't know me, I'm definitely a left-leaning liberal Democrat.
You think?
Just a little. But this woman wrote an article, and there's basically, I'm going to paraphrase it, was basically saying the Republicans should focus on keeping their party white, because the minorities don't vote for them anyways.
Wow!
And I read that, and she goes, she says the Hispanics and Asians all vote liberal. And I'm just looking, I was like, oh, yeah, that's the all-encompassing warm glow you want to feel. And, you know, I read that, and I have friends that are Republicans. I don't, you probably have some, too.
Yeah, there's a few out there.
They're not bad people. Just see things a little differently. But that's just wrong.
That is
wrong. I mean, that's just messed up. I can't... So that's how that's what fired up my hate last night.
Yep.
I go and I read something like that, I'm like, oh, God. And, you know, I'm keeping this trying to PG. Keep this PG. And I would never normally refer to a woman as a see you next Tuesday.
Nice.
Hey, that's the only way I can say that. Yep. I'm not English. I can't use that term like the English use it as an adjective for everything. But, man, I can't stand her. So, moving on. Was there any other thing popped up in the news that interests you at all?
No.
I had a few others, but let's just move on. Winter Olympics. I don't care. Do you care, Joe?
I do like the Winter Olympics. I don't like them as much as the Summer Olympics. I think the Summer Olympics are what the Olympics are all about.
You're not a skier, though.
I've been skiing a few times. I've been about 15 times in my life.
Well, what do you like about skiing? Do you actually like the skiing, or do you like the hanging out at the lodge part of skiing?
Well, I like that more, but I do like to ski once in a while. Because it's like challenging yourself. Like, ooh, let's see if I can get down this. Ooh. How fast and, you know.
I can tell you, just about the last time I went skiing, it was, I think, I don't know if it was my freshman, or ninth grade, or 10th grade, I got ran over, back of my skis, got ran over by a snowboarder and launched me.
So that must have been your very last time.
It wasn't my very last time, but the problem was that I got up to go see what the problem was, and I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a dude, it was actually quite attractive girl that ran my skis over. And at that point, what am I going to do?
Hey, maybe she was flirting with you.
No, I don't think that was the case.
Did she do it intentionally?
No.
Or she just...
Well, I was finishing because, especially the place we were at, I mean, most of the hill, the big slopes will then finish off on the bunny slope where you do the final thing. So I was coming down, and I think she must have been coming down from a different angle.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Right over the back of my skis.
Yeah.
And I just said... And I suck at skiing to begin with.
Yep.
So I didn't need... I already had probably fell about 36 times. I didn't need to go down one more time. Especially at that point, you know. But, you know, the only Olympic sport that I can even stomach to watch... I guess there's two. One is the luge.
Yep.
Because it reminds me of sledding.
Yep.
And those dudes can get messed up pretty
bad. Yeah.
Not that I want to see people get hurt.
The bobsled guys? Oh, no, the luge.
The luge.
Yeah.
Bobsled, right, bobsled is tame compared to luge. Yeah. The luge is just you on a freaking sled going down an ice track.
Yep.
That is interesting, I guess.
Yeah, and I forgot all about that event.
And the other one I kind of, and it's the suckiest event of all, but this is the one I would want to compete in, curling.
Curling?
Because you know those guys... After they compete, even the morning, the night before, they can go out and party and do whatever the hell they want. Because they ain't going to be sore. It just, to me, seems like the perfect... If you want to have the full Olympic experience with everything, curling's the way to go.
That is an Olympic event.
What? Come on now. You don't like it?
That's like a drinking game or something.
They come out with the little brooms and they go...
Yeah.
I think they even made a video game
on
curling.
Yeah, they have that on the Wii.
No, you know what? Remember, we're going to talk about it probably later, but, or somewhat. I think Nintendo, when they did Winter Games, I think they had a curling game at one of the events.
Yep.
Yeah. I love curling. I love me some curling.
No. See, for me with the Winter Olympics, I like to watch the skiing, like the Super G. That's my favorite event. Just because when you see them, like, whipped by the camera. You know, they're like going so fast, and you're like hoping that they hit like a patch of ice or something. And just watch them, like, tumble. Like, you don't want to see anybody die or anything, but you do like to see some amazing crashes.
If they can get up afterwards.
Yeah, if they can get up, yeah. As long as nobody gets hurt too bad, you know. It's sprained ankle's not bad.
It's part of the reason why I watch the X Games.
Yep.
I love watching skateboarding. They don't have to crash, but when they take some of those crashes, you kind of wait. And I remember watching that one dude one year. He fell wicked high. I mean, it was when they were doing that super, I forgot, it was a giant half pipe, and he went up, and he got, like, probably 25, 30 feet in the air.
Oh, so they're going forward to see who can go the highest?
And he lost it in the air, and instead of hitting the side, he came straight down and just hit the bottom. His sneaker took off in one direction. You're like just sitting there waiting, okay, can I laugh? Can I, like,
yeah.
All of a sudden, you see him put his hands up, gets up, and then you're like, sick. But, yeah, no, I'd rather watch the and not the Winter X Games, because they'll suck.
Yeah,
I hate snowboarding.
Yeah.
Obviously, I hate snowboarding. I know neither of us mentioned hockey as one of our favorite Olympic sports.
No.
I'm not into hockey, no. Figure skating? You like the figure skating?
Nope, not at all.
No. I was a Chris Yamaguchi fan, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't mind watching her, but I'm not going to watch her compete.
Yeah. You know. You want to talk about your big day tomorrow? Your coronation?
I can't jinx my team, you know.
We got the Super Bowl tomorrow, and we could break down and talk about matchups and this or that, but I'm sure you got people that do it all the time. So,
yep.
let's talk about some other things. National Anthem. Renee Fleming, do you know who Renee Fleming is? She's singing the National Anthem. I have no idea who this person is. I guess she must be famous.
Yeah, she has to be if she's doing the National Anthem.
But, I was going to go into this a little bit later, but we'll talk about it now as I hit some of these topics. You know, they do prop bets for the Super Bowl. Like, for example, they have a bet out there where you can bet over under on how long it will take for the National Anthem to be sung.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I know they have bets like on the coin toss and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I got some interesting ones here we'll talk about. So the over under is 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
I'd probably go under on that.
Under on that?
Yeah.
And I honestly, I don't bet, so I don't know how these betting lines work. Plus versus minus, which...
The plus and minus?
Yeah.
Which one of the things? Like say if you're plus 2.5 points?
No, this one is over 2 minutes, 25 seconds, plus 150. Under, it's minus 200.
I think you have to put up the 150 or whatever to win 100 or something like that.
Yeah, just don't take a look at all of them.
Just look at them.
Get another national anthem related prop bet. Whether No Sean Moreno will cry during this game. I don't watch many Broncos games, but I guess he's a crier.
He did that one time, and because he's a military guy too. So
okay, I did not know that. You want me to do the rest of the prop bets?
No, let's go through them real quick.
All right, we have another interesting one. How many times, the over-under on how many times Peyton Manning will say Omaha?
What's the over-under on that?
27.5.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be way over.
Yeah, I think it's going to be way over.
I think he might be over that in the first quarter.
Yeah, probably because I guess he's donating money to charity, too, for the Omaha.
Okay. By the way, do you watch Super Bowl halftime at all?
Depends on who it is.
Bruno Mars and I guess Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Chili Peppers. I might watch a little bit of it. But.
Yeah, I don't like Bruno Mars, so I probably won't watch it. Switch somewhere.
You like the Chili Peppers?
I like the Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
But that means I'd have to, since Bruno Mars is...
Are they performing together? Or
I don't know. I'm not going to risk it.
You might get hurt.
I just don't want to sit there. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather flip over to something else, the Puppy Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
they still have that... Like the lingerie bowl or whatever it is.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think one of my Patriot fan friends is talking about watching that instead of the Super Bowl.
he must be a little bit.
Here's one that would mean something to you, though, Joe. Will Peyton Manning retire if he wins the Super Bowl before the first game of 2014 season?
He's saying it all depends on what his doctor says. And since he's been playing this year, I think his doctor is going to give him the okay to go. So I think he will be back next season.
All right.
Win or lose.
That was all for the prop bets that I just thought were interesting. Now, the other big thing we like are Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen any previews of the commercials yet?
I've seen like a preview thing with Arnold Schwarzenegger with ping pong. Or
whatever.
I want to see what that's all about.
That creeped me out. Arnold Schwarzenegger with that hair just creeped me the hell out.
And the tight ping pong outfit.
There's that Danica Patrick one.
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, they make her up to look like this giant steroid muscle.
Oh, yeah. Chick.
They had the one, Volkswagen one I actually got to see, which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of the commercials, just a couple little previews here and there.
They have the one with the dog and Clydesdale for Budweiser.
Yep.
That's going to be the aww.
Oh, yeah. The, aww. I think I've seen something about that on Facebook.
And then someone else, there's going to be another one with dogs, so you know how I am with that. But, usually we want to, back in the day, you know, most time you don't want to watch commercials. This is the one where you're like, all right, let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
I have to keep a list to see which are the best, though.
Yeah.
And I'm going down my list that I gave to Joe. Like I said, I didn't want to go by it because I'm full of hate today, but we'll talk about this. your favorite Super Bowl or Super Bowl moment?
My
favorite. Or your least favorite. Take your pick.
My least favorite is Denver, San Fran, Denver, Washington, Denver Giants.
Oddly enough, my favorite was Denver, Washington. Yeah.
My favorite was in that game. They came out, they scored. It's like, bam, right down the field, scored a touchdown, like a 70-yard play. I'm like, yeah, that's right. And then they got blown out the rest of the game.
I remember we had a Super Bowl. We were junior high school at that point? We were having my parents were having a Super Bowl party, so everyone's downstairs because we had the finished basement watching it. I remember I was like the only one rooting for my Redskins. Yeah. Everyone else wanted the Broncos. And they scored that first touchdown, and they were like cheering, and I was like, you guys suck. And I went upstairs, slammed the door, watched the rest of the game in my room, and I'm watching. Yeah. I see Doug Williams put those 35 points up at the top. I'm like, that's right. Yep. That's right.
Yeah, he killed him. He torched him.
But, you know, good for him, though, because kind of did nothing before that. Did nothing after.
Yeah,
so good for him. He seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah, isn't he a coach somewhere?
He was coaching at a college. I don't know if he was still. I think
like
he was
Howard or something.
Grambling, I think.
Yeah, Grambling, man. One of those, yeah.
And I don't think he is anymore, though. I remember reading something about him. It might have been something with his son. I don't know.
Yeah.
Least favorite Super Bowl moment for me, though, had to be the Redskins-Raiders Super Bowl.
Oh.
What's the earliest Super Bowl you remember watching?
My very first Super Bowl was the Patriots-Bears.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you were behind on football.
I was more into basketball. So.
I remember mine was the first, that's just, not the first, but they met twice in the 80s, but it was the first San Francisco-Cincinnati meeting.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So that was the one before the Redskins and Miami. But, yeah, I remember watching that game, and then I became a Redskins fan.
Yep.
Because of John Riggins. I'll leave that alone.
Yeah, I didn't become a Bears fan, though, because of...
The only reason why I became a Redskins fan is because John Riggins was this giant guy running over Benny, and I'm a chubby kid. I'm like, that guy is awesome. He's giant. He's running people down. That's what I want to do.
Yep.
You know? But, yeah. You don't want to do any... You don't want to tell me what your prediction is for the Super Bowl, though, do you?
No. But I will say this. I took the day off of work on Monday to celebrate if Denver wins, you know. But if they lose, then I'm going to cancel my day off and go to work. And I don't really plan. I don't really like to cancel days off. So
I'm going to make this prediction here. I do not think Seattle's defense will affect the Broncos.
No.
I don't see that as a problem. I see if whether the Broncos can stop the run.
Yep.
If they can stop the run, they're going to probably blow out Seattle.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Normally,
Who do you think's a better running back, Jamal Charles or Marshawn Lynch?
For me, I'd take Jamal Charles every day of the week. Marshawn Lynch is fine, but he doesn't have that skill set.
Yeah.
Oh, you think because they shut down Jamal Charles? Jamal Charles shut himself down. He got knocked the hell out of the game.
Well, there was, you know, three games they played.
Yeah. No, well, it's a different skill set.
Yeah, it is, yeah, because he catches passes, and he's pretty much one of the fastest guys in the NFL.
Plus, I would take Russell Wilson over Alex Smith as my quarterback.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You got to be careful with that. I would say that in my opinion, and, you know.
Yeah, if they stop the run, because I'm not really worried about Seattle's passing
game. No, the receivers aren't good. Yeah.
Percy Harvin, as soon as he gets tackled, he's going to have another concussion anyway. Yeah. You know.
And I'm looking forward to Peyton, because I don't think Richard Sherman can. Peyton Manning's going to be, again, unless the weather conditions are really crappy for him.
Supposed to be like 40 degrees and 6-mile-an-hour winds.
I think Peyton Manning will be able to put the ball wherever he wants. And Richard Sherman ain't going to be able to do nothing about that, because who's he going to cover?
Nope.
Demaryius Thomas. Yeah, you could. It's all right if you can cover small, soft receivers, but
it's going to be either Thomas or Decker. And
Decker's kind of soft, I think.
Nah, Decker's not soft. Decker's a physical receiver. He gets too many pass interference calls on him because he's always pushing people, trying to bully people.
Well, that's because he doesn't have the skills.
Yeah, but he's fast and he can catch. So,
about this? People talking about Fitzgerald to the Patriots.
I don't see it happening. The Patriots don't want to pay anybody.
No, they don't want to pay nobody. Hell, they might not even keep Elliman.
I know.
You hear Elliman talking?
No.
Well, he's not talking trash, but he's saying that basically he hopes that Welker gets a ring. He'd be nice. He goes, I didn't get to see the play, you know, trying to be coy or whatever.
Yeah.
But if I was so, I would do the same thing. Yeah, Welker's my buddy, yep. And I hope he wins the Super Bowl. I'm sure Belichick isn't
feeling over that.
So we'll see. He's like,
yeah, so if they win, Welker retires, and then they take Edelman?
The other thing I heard on Boston Sports Talk Radio is that, you know, to get even with Denver for signing Welker, we should go after Decker.
Yeah, Decker's not going there.
Well, even still, I'd be like, honestly, you like Decker. I would take Welker over Decker in a minute. That's just me.
Well, I like Decker because he can help open up the field. So you have him on one side, Thomas on the other, and then you have Welker roving the middle.
But you also have the tight end.
Yeah, you have the tight end, too. Yeah, who's always going to have a linebacker on him, so... They should be able to exploit that, as long as he catches the ball this time and not drop it like he did against the Pat.
Welker?
No, Thomas. He was dropping the ball last week, or 2 weeks ago.
Well, that was the other prop bet, was does Welker drop a pass? I think pretty much I would take every receiver.
Yeah, everybody drops a
pass. Come on now.
Yeah, if their hands touch it, it's considered a drop pass.
There was one, I didn't put that on the list, but there's one prop bet over, is the person singing the national anthem, that Renee Fleming, is she going to wear gloves, and what color gloves is she going to wear?
I'll say yes and white.
Well, here's the thing. Oh, sorry. She just turns around, picks up the phone, calls a relative.
Would you
want to make some easy money? Because really, anyone who's like betting on that, you might as well be betting on professional wrestling.
Yep.
You know.
That's somebody definitely with a serious addiction.
Let's see. Do we want to... Yeah, we can start on this. I'm going to have to grab your Miss X in a minute, but I want to...
There's
going to be a challenge. But I want to talk about this game we played at. We were at a Yankees. Oh, do we want to talk about your potential Yankees swap gift for next year?
I was like, I should pick that up.
You want to let the cat out of the bag? And I have to give all props and respect. I came across. I was listening to another podcast.
Yeah.
And I heard it mentioned. Someone had sent that into them. And it's a device. It's called the. The Shiwi.
Yeah, the Shiwi.
And the best way to explain this thing is that it basically allows women to pee standing up. That's the best way. It's kind of like a reverse funnel, if you will. Is that the best way to describe a reverse funnel? I showed it to Miss X, and she was not a fan of the idea.
But it's funny.
It's funny. She goes, well, I could see if someone's like in the military or something. And yeah, I guess if you're hiking, but I mean, I don't know. But yeah, you can Google it, Shiwi. It's pretty. It's not that expensive either. It's about what?
$16-17.
Yeah, it's $16 and 16 and change. And I would say that'd be a good gag gift. But for me, because as cheap as I am, I'll be like, $12 would have been a good gag gift price for me on that one. 16 is kind of like you broke the 15 line.
Yep.
For me, that's like when it starts getting a little. All right, because usually if you do a gag gift, you got to get someone something else.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Unless you're just a jerk.
Well, it depends on how many people. If it's.
Well, like, I mean, not a Yankee swap, but I'm saying like you're going to get someone as a gag gift.
Oh, right. You got to get them something else.
Yeah. But, anyways, at the Yankee swap we were at.
Is that a video of what's going to of the Shiwi thing?
I have no idea. Maybe it's a commercial. It was invented over in England or Scotland or whatever. But if you're going to play it, turn it up and put it in the mic.
Nowadays, I fear we're wanting a slash.
Nightmare.
Jeeves, quickly. I need to visit Uncle Charlie.
Tones is away on ceremonial duties, Mom.
No, Jeeves. But you know, I need to drain my sleepy weasel. Home to porcelain. Got a horse.
The lily.
Oh, sorry, Mom. Such a cruel act.
That was a willy, Mom.
Of course it was a willy, Jeeves, but who?
No, Mom. Pee, willy.
Oh, Jeeves, do hurry. One's in danger of wetting one's knickers. Jeeves, do stop staring. Oh, how I do wish there was an easier way to make one's bladder gladder when one is on the golf course.
This is the best commercial ever.
And I'm on the motorway! Or, of course, when one is at one of those ghastly public toilets.
A gift from Her Majesty, Mom. She says you may find it very useful.
Oh, splendid!
Oh, they should have showed her using it.
I'm going to have to post the link. I don't know if the audio came up. If it didn't, we're just going to delete that section. I'll convert that, though, and I'll insert it. That's hilarious. That commercial is... Man, that just set the bar for the Super Bowl commercials for me. So that's the she-wheel. Are you going to post that? Going on Facebook, people. But let's just talk about this game we played at our Yankee Swap.
Yep.
It's called, this is kind of a free commercial. It's called Cards Against Humanity. Currently it is now back available on Amazon for $25. Cards Against Humanity. Basically, as I was described, I'll go into how it's played, but it's described as apples and apples for adults. You ever play a game Apples and Apples or whatever? No. Basically, what it is you got two sets of cards. You got black cards and white cards. Yes, yep. I know it's kind of racist, but whatever. The black cards contain either questions or like a fill-in-the-blank type of thing, and the white cards are the possible responses.
Yep.
So everyone gets dealt a bunch of white cards, and basically you take turns reading off a black card, and then people put in their best to try to make the funniest response.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about just this is when they sold out, because I had, back in November, came across it. I was going to order it, and then I waited, and they sold out. And the aftermarket dealers, it went from like $20 to aftermarket people were selling it for like hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
And so what they did, the company that did this, they basically went on their website and posted the PDF file so you can download and make your own game for free.
Oh, all right.
So they even gave you instructions about, okay, for $10 you can go to Staples and buy this card stock here and have them print all this stuff up and this and that. And they gave you, you know, buy this box to store your cards. And they went the whole nine saying, you know, don't buy from these guys.
Yeah.
Selling. So I thought that was pretty cool. So since at the time I couldn't get mine, I do have one on order now.
Yep.
I did download and I printed up some samples. And we're going to have Joe battle against Miss X so she can get an idea what this game is about. And I'm going to have to get his opponent in a minute. But it's pretty funny. And I will say it's even better if you're playing with people who have been drinking.
Yeah.
Because at one point there was one person who couldn't even read one single card because of the combination. They were just so funny. And it's funny because you can also get two very, it seems, innocuous responses and questions. Like, for example, the one I had, which is one of the one I want to point on, was blank is good to the last drop. And my card I played was Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is good to the last drop. Just demented enough to win me a point. So... let me go get your potential opponent. All right, so now we have Joe Jones versus Miss X and a couple rounds of Cards Against Humanity. You probably don't want to show me, though.
Oh.
You want to keep those in your hand. So that way I can randomly, because what happens is you'll both give me your cards.
Yeah.
I won't know who gave me which one, and I'll read them, and then I'll determine who's the funnier
person. Oh, so it's got to be funny.
Yeah, well, funnier, demented, something that's going to make me choose
it. Something that's going to make you, and I'll start to learn a little bit about your personality.
Yeah.
Which
I'll let
know.
You put them in the hat, so that way when I read them, I won't
know. Oh, all right.
So, the first question, and this one's going to be, I'm going to stick it to both of you. White people like blank. Let's see. Miss X has already played. Joe's waiting.
I know. That was quick.
Let's see. All right. We got both of them in here. I'm not going to know who did what. let's see. The first one is white people like farting and walking away. And then we have white people like being a motherfucking sorcerer. I think I know who played which, but since me being of the, well, as an Italian-American descent, I don't consider myself of the Anglo persuasion, but since I'm the closest thing we have here, I would say I prefer to fart and walk away, so that will be the winning card.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Uh-oh, Joe's up. Joe's up. All right. During sex, I like to think about blank. All right, we already got one in.
Man.
That would have been good to play the motherfucking sorcerer there.
Yeah. No.
that the one you want?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to knock it over.
All right, let's see. What do we got here? Okay, the first one is, during sex, I like to think about binging and purging.
Oh, nice.
And the other one I got is, during sets, I like to think about sweet, sweet vengeance. That is a tough one. Well,
oh, I should have did this one.
That happens a lot in this game. Let's go with binging and purging.
Woo.
Oh, that was a tough one because I could easily gone sweet, sweet vengeance. All right. In L.A. County Jail, word is you can trade 200 cigarettes for blank. All righty, what do we got here? Axe body spray you can trade 200 cigarettes for.
Thank you, guys.
Elderly man in L.A. County Jail, word is you can trade 200 cigarettes for elderly Japanese men. That is the winner there.
Yeah, that's right.
That is just too... It figures...
It helps that I work at it.
Well, we are not talking about where any of us actually work. We're trying to keep... make sure we don't lose any... Okay, the final one, and if it ends up being a tie, we'll go to a tiebreaker, but...
Yeah, right.
Blank high five, bro. You know, as in, you know... Chihuahuas, high five, bro.
Yeah.
You know, just in case. Normally, I would let you pick. You could pick cards to replace the ones, but because there's only two of you and 12, unless you guys want to grab new cards.
Man, I'm gonna lose this one.
Well, that's one of the problems sometimes in this game. There's just nothing good, and you got to sacrifice. All right, let's see. Alright, I'm going to do this one first, because this is the one that isn't going to win, is Booger's High Five, bro.
Okay,
that's
all I got.
The winning one is not giving a shit about the third world, high five, bro. That is messed up. So I take it that's Miss X, so we'll have to go to a bonus round.
Alright.
And for the bonus round, you guys can take three more cards.
Three new ones?
Because this is going to be what they call a pick two.
All right.
So, the way the pick two will work...
Is this Panera?
I don't know. The way the pick two will work is you will put your first blank will be on the bottom, and the second blank will be on top, and just put them right next to each other.
All
right. I don't care who I know at this point. Yep. But for my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank. So the first blank goes on the bottom, and your second blank goes on top.
All
right. Just so I can read them right. And this is for all the Marbos. Joe, you know, you got to represent.
It's tough when you don't have much.
Because...
All right, listen.
Let's see. I got to take a look at that question again, because...
Oh, blank out of blank.
All right.
Nothing good, man.
Alright, nothing good. Alright, for my next trick, I will pull fiery poops out of my nipple blades. For my next trick, I will pull the Boy Scouts of America out of Darth Vader. What the hell does that mean? By default, you lose, Joe.
I had nothing there.
What the hell?
$5 football.
What is Darth Vader like Richard Geary sticks his hands, like Boy Scouts up his butt or something? Alright.
I wanted her to win so her person can get movie passes.
No.
See you later, Miss X.
Thank you, Miss X. So, if we ended on a down low, maybe I'll delete that whole last one out because that one kind of sucked.
I had nothing there.
But, that's the problem sometimes. As you can see, if you're playing with a group of 8 or 9 people, especially if you got some people who've been imbibing a little bit.
That's actually a good game.
It can get pretty fun. And we were playing with, I want to say there's like 10 of us playing. And usually you play up to, like, maybe 10, 11 or whatever.
Yeah.
We were basically playing the first one to five because it's just taking forever. All
right.
Because, you know, you got 10 people. Everyone was, like, winning one. So then you go more and more rounds.
All right. Yeah.
I think I ended with 3 points, so I was close.
Yeah.
But, it really, and you got some really messed up freaking, well, you got Michael Jackson there, but there's one, oh, my God, they're just so bad.
Yeah.
And then they start selling, like, expansion packs and... They'll even send you, include some blank cards where you can write your own stuff down. They said it's completely, free, open to share. If you want to create your own cards, they don't care.
Right,
and they only charge, it's on Amazon for $25. So this is kind of like a free infomercial for them.
Yeah.
If they want to send me something, a little something there, I won't mind. But, no, I think it's a pretty good game.
Yeah, I like it.
Now, after we had the fun, now for... I guess the nerd. I'm going to talk about some video games.
Sure.
See, this was the whole idea. I was going to do this game theme where I was going to do the Super Bowl and then the Olympics and then this and that. And then I just kind of got tired. So, but we can talk about some video games since it was on my list. And I'm talking about old school Nintendo. Because for me, I mean, I know, Joe, are you still gaming, though? Do you still get the
Not theory? As much as I used to.
No, you didn't?
No.
Where'd you stop at? Did you get the Xbox?
PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 3 was the last one?
Yep.
You're not going to go with the next gen?
Nah.
No.
Because now I just use it for a Blu-ray player, is it?
You don't got time to play games no more? Nope. Yeah. No, we used to play... Joe used to be a crazy Vice City gamer, whatever it was. But I want to talk about old school Nintendo, because that's basically where I pretty much died out after.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about maybe some of our favorite Nintendo video games. You got any that you want to start with, or...
Let's see. One of my favorite ones is probably Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl.
Yep. Even though there's only four plays you could choose from, it's come a long way.
I'm gonna tell you something. That's not on my list.
Yep.
But Pete, our mutual friend of ours, Pete, used to always play that.
Yep.
You know which guy used to be the mad touchdown scorer on that team?
Who?
Where we play? Brad Muster, the fullback for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't tackle him. It was like, you watch him play, he's like, who is this guy scoring all these touchdowns?
Yep.
Trust me, if it wasn't for that, I would never know who the hell Brad Muster was. Yeah, no. Did you play, the whatever mode where you, won season after season trying to lock all the players? Yeah. I'm gonna throw one out for you. I'm going to throw my ones that people say those games suck, because the reason why I like them. But do you remember Ring King? The boxing
game? Yeah.
The dudes with the colored afros?
Yeah.
I love that game. Mainly because that's probably what my hair looked like back when I was playing that game. I had a crazy...
I forgot all about that game.
I love that. Yep. For some reason, I love that game, but I was going online, researching, watching it. Did you? And it's a long time. I almost forgot about it. But there's a screen that they have in between rounds where they're like the cornermen are working on them.
Yeah.
And if you watch it, it looks like the cornerman is performing some type of service. the boxer.
Oh.
Something
man.
I missed back then. Yeah. And then I'm going. I'm watching the they got. You can go and watch the screens now. I'm like, holy shit. Another one, I'll tell you, I know both of what we liked was Double Dribble.
Oh, yeah.
Double Dribble. You could just... That was a game that was kind of got a few bugs where if you knew where you were, you would hit every three-point shot.
Yep.
I was shooting layups. You get on a fast break, and instead of going for the dunk...
You throw the spot on the court and just,
That's how you can tell people who just like to play the game to dunk, or you got the... So there's three or four different dunk screens that would go
there.
And while they didn't say who it was, you had one was obviously Spud Webb.
Yep.
And you had one dude who... I don't know if it was... Judging by a silhouette, if it was I don't even know. It looked like some dude was a lame dunk. It could have been a Larry Bird or a Michael Cage.
Yep.
Body type, that's what it looked like, but I would hit the corners on that three, right at the where the arch meets the straight
break, right at the bottom, that was the spot.
So when they're on a fast break, people go for dunks, I get the ball, I just run right to that spot, shoot it, and then I'd be, as soon as they try to inbound, you run and steal the ball, and then I would have the play where I would then jump in front or get behind the 3-point line on the top and shoot it while I was going out of bounds, and that would always go The one thing that was always disturbing about that game to me is at halftime they would have the mascots come out, And the game there was like the Chicago Ox, I think, and they weren't actual NBA team names.
Yeah.
They were just L.A. New York. But I remember L.A. because I liked to play them. They were the L.A. Breakers.
Yeah, the Breakers, I think. Something like that.
Do you remember what their mascot looked like?
Was it like a wave or something?
Yeah, but it looked what it looked like when it came out, though. It looked like a giant. It looked like a blue penis coming out. Because remember, it was like a hot dog? Or it just was bizarre looking. He would come out with his hands out like, oh my God. I was just like, this one was like, come on, skip.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can go a couple more of my favorites if you want. We have Blades of Steel.
Blades of Steel. Oh, man. I forgot all about that.
Now, this one nearly edges out the original Nintendo Ice Hockey, and only because of the fighting.
Yep.
Blades of Steel, when you got into a fight, it went to a separate screen where you could fight each other.
Yeah, you can actually fight. Yeah.
And the best thing is the person who lost the fight would go to the penalty box. The craziest thing. The thing I liked about the original Nintendo Ice Hockey was there was a trick to that one to score every time. I don't know if you... Did you ever play the original one?
Nah, I'm not even sure.
It was the one where you had, like, the fat guy, the skinny guy, and the medium guy.
Oh, all right, yeah. I remember that.
You remember the trick on how to score every time?
Nope.
Oh, if you're on a breakaway,
yep.
And you're coming up to the goal, especially in front of everybody, instead of shooting, if you would press forward and the pass button, the goalie would think it would be a pass, so he would move to one side, and the puck would just go straight into the net every single time. So you would just sit there, just find the thing, see how many you could score.
Yep.
Because, obviously, that's what you want to do, see how many you can score. Love Pro Wrestling, the original Pro Wrestling game. Did you ever play that one?
Nah, I don't think I played that.
Oh, my God. They had, strictly because of one move, this one guy did a back brain kick.
Yep.
It was the hardest one to do because you had to knock the guy on the ground, and you had to be at the right angle behind him to hit it. So I would have to speed up the guy, slam on the ground, and then use it as my finish move. So I have to wait for him to get up, and I would be, like, positioned right at the right spot. And I would hit the button, and he would get him. The problem is during gameplay, normally, if you just happen to, like, the guy, you're getting ready to hit the button to punch him or whatever, and he moved on you and you end up in the wrong spot, then you try to do the kick and miss, and then you'd be on the ground and they just punch
you.
But, that, Mike Tyson punch out, come on.
Yep.
That one we spent too much time playing.
Yeah, I know.
Had to get the code and this code. But the last one that I have on my list, which is a crazy or weird one, is the Ikari Warriors.
Oh, I was going to say that one. Like is that it Warriors one? Or Brothers? Is Warriors?
Could have been Brothers or Warriors. They probably changed the name.
Yeah.
The but you know what it was.
ABBA. ABBA. ABBA.
There's a few other...
You had to do that. There's no way you're beating that game without
there,
that
there
code.
There was a few other tricks. I kind of remember if you were going to come back to life or whatever, but if you went down at the bottom of the screen...
Yep.
You kind of got locked, so you could just, like, walk along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, I like that game because it was just cool the way they had all the things set up.
Yep.
That was a fun game. I would sit there. I would probably play that for hours. Yeah, with the ABB. The one game I'll tell you that I hated playing against Pete Brady. Oh, sorry, shit. I'll edit that out. Or maybe I won't. Summer game, or is it track and field?
Track and field, yep. Is that the one where you had to get on the pounding?
Like, yeah, you hit the button. This kid would sit there, and I remember going over there, and it was just ridiculous because he was like setting all the records. Not, you know, how you got the turbo controller.
Yeah.
He'd do it without the turbo controller.
Yep.
There have been some of the events where he would let me use the turbo controller and still beat me.
Still be.
I mean, like the hurdles and stuff, he would beat me on.
Yep.
Because that one you had to time it and jump, and if it was. Yeah, and there's other things. He'd be like, oh, yeah, go use the turbo. And he would sit there, and he would just like. And I think he went to use, I think at one point he was using like a pencil.
Yep.
And just go, I'm like, how the hell?
I used to go across like this.
That worked too?
Yeah, I used my fingernail.
I just hated that game. I'm like tap. This sucks. Triple jump. I'm jumping like 3 feet.
Yeah.
Man. But we used to, when we were playing those games, especially like with double dribbles and some of the other, like the baseball and stuff,
yep.
We would actually keep stats for our players. Like, we'd have our players, like different guys, we'd say this is who that is.
Yep.
We'd sit there and track rebounds and points. We had on the wall, we had like our records and stuff, yep. Like we were playing each other.
Not a game to do that.
Yeah, right. I know. It was like nowadays, people got it easy.
Yep.
You know what we had to do if we want to track our stats? It wasn't like your guys were getting any better either.
Yep.
It's not... They're all just set defaults, and it's just like, man, nowadays,
yeah.
I don't even know if I can play some video games now. They're just crazy looking. Look at the controller's like 15 buttons.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want two.
Yeah, the combinations that you do, and you can move, like in the football ones, you can move guys over. And
I was just getting messed up when I was using the Wii, where they had like the two different controllers. You had like the this and then the stick.
Oh yeah.
That was just the stick was just messing up, because like stick was one was to walk and the other the stick was to turn around. Yeah. I'm like, this is too weird for me. I can't deal with this.
You get used to it though.
Nah, I was like, screw it. I'm just going to play Madden. Madden's nice and simple. No,
well, not anymore, it isn't.
Hey, what I play is simple. I just throw the ball downfield,
yep.
Send all my wide receivers long. So, all right, I think you want to call it a day?
Sure.
All right, we'll be signing off. Remember, like us on Facebook to get entered into a drawing to win some movie passes. And it's only going to be one person per month that's going to win. More details will follow, and I guess that's it. And see you later.
See ya.
Chill, right on my side is my eagle because